Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In peril at all times.
And we do. And, you know, we're very cautious about that. We all, and that's the big thing about our employees. You know, it's all about the safety. We're pushing safety. But there are inherent risks in both of the, you know, you can't put, you know, somebody said it to me this way. Look, if you put a piece of wood on your feet and jump off the side of a mountain, there's inherent risks.
Right. There's a downside.
So we limit those the best we can. We educate the consumer the best we can. And that's what we go for.
I'm definitely going to go down to brownstonepark.com and look at all the water sports in an old quarry. It's awesome. And, of course, Powder Ridge. Sean, it's great to meet you. And best of luck with your businesses.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Your time is 8 o'clock.
WTIC is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC-FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
801, good morning. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. There's a sense of guarded optimism today in the ongoing Doha talks for a ceasefire in the Gaza fighting. BBC correspondent Yolan Nell is in Jerusalem and tells us one reason why.
The Israeli delegation that was sent, the negotiating team, decided to stay overnight despite what they see as some security risk in Doha. They are continuing these talks with U.S., Qatari, and Egyptian mediators today.
In the second day of talks, Hamas not participating directly. On the heels of a massive increase in electric bills in July came another gut punch this week for power customers. Last month, Eversource ratepayers saw the public benefits portion of their bill skyrocket. That added insult to injury after having to fork over additional costs for the COVID moratorium in Millstone. Senate Democratic leader Bob Duff says PURA needs to do right by customers.
You know, this is not a good thing for the people of Connecticut, and the fact that, you know, we need regulators who are going to listen to the citizens and understand and fight for the ratepayers.
House GOP leader Vincent Candelora says when it comes to Millstone, costs have been growing for 2 years.
The reason why that Millstone contract is so much is because they didn't allow them to recover for 2 years. And the reality is if Millstone shut down, that's 40% of our power.
Right.
And Democrats want to replace 5 cents a kilowatt hour for nuclear. They want to replace it with 15 cents a kilowatt hour for wind.
Republicans have been imploring Governor Lamont to call a special legislative session to deal with the electric cost increases. East Haven police say their officers have been targeted recently.
Our officers are facing a rising number of violent encounters from individuals who are not only targeting them, but also taunting and harassing them on the streets.
Captain Joe Murgo says that the latest incident occurred early Wednesday morning.
We experienced a particularly alarming incident where a suspect, after locating and following one of our patrol sergeants, deliberately rammed a police cruiser.
The officer involved was not seriously hurt. Murgo says another recent incident saw a person throwing feces at a cruiser and taunting the officer. Murgo says the department will not tolerate violence or intimidation against officers. Bristol police are looking for Monica Obenge. She is a 16-year-old who was reported missing Thursday morning. At a height of 5'3" and weighing about 120 pounds, was last seen wearing red shorts. A photo of her is available on our X, formerly known as Twitter page, at WTIC 1080. Call Bristol Police if you know any more. Registration for the 88th running of the Manchester Road Race will start on September 1st. It'll be here before you know it. The Manchester Road Race Committee is spreading word of opening day registration in just over the 4.7-mile loop course that winds through Manchester's central streets, starting and finishing on Main Street in front of St. James Church. The entry fee is $32 for runners who sign up online before midnight October 1st. The entry fee increases thereafter to $37 on October 1st, $42 on November 23rd. The website you need to know for that registration, just go to www.manchesterroadrace.com. Mergo.com. WTIC News Time 8:04.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6481. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6481. That's 800-575-6481. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
WTIC News Time, almost 8:07. A state attorney general has partnered with the Federal Trade Commission in suing a car dealer they accuse of deceptive pricing and discriminatory practices. That story now from correspondent Christopher Cruz.
Arizona-based Coulter Motor Company will pay $2.6 million to settle the lawsuit brought by the regulators. The suit said the company used bogus online pricing to entice consumers to come into the showroom, tacked on thousands of dollars in junk fees, and charged Latino consumers an average of almost $1,200 more in interest and add-on products than non-Latinos. Most of the money the dealership has agreed to pay will be used to provide refunds to consumers. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
A team of specialist divers say they've discovered the wreck of a British warship sunk off Scotland more than a century ago. More than 300 feet beneath the sea, some 70 miles from land, a diver surveys a tangle of barnacle-encrusted metal and cables. This could be the grave of more than 500 British sailors who died when their warship, the HMS Hawk, was sunk by a German torpedo in the early days of World War I. Only 70 people survived. The wreck has been found by a group called Lost in Waters Deep, after a search through old records, including the log of the German submarine captain who fired the torpedo. Did they find it?
It's got a while.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Over a century to find that bad boy.
Finally found it.
Kind of like the Titanic. It took, what was it, over 70 years to find that?
Yeah, at least I didn't have to go on a little mini submarine to find it.
True.
Head over to the Brown Payne Dearest and Scott Traffic Center at 808. Check in with Mark Christopher. Mark.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. Quiet in Hartford. That's the story on the roads this morning. So a real easy ride if you do have to be somewhere. Both sides of 84 moving well. Farmington to Vernon, 91 north to Southman. Okay, Cromwell up into Windsor Locks, 291, 384. No issues there. Two westbound. Nice, easy ride. Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown. Waterbury looks good, 84 and 8. Heading toward New Haven, 91 in the Parkway. A very good ride there. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
Oh.
Overall, we'll have a mostly sunny sky today, although that sun will be filtered by wildfire smoke. Winds are fairly light, mostly under 10 miles per hour. Highs about 85 to 90 degrees later today, and moderate humidity with dew points in the 60s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Some areas of fog developing, lows in the 60s. Low clouds and areas of fog early Saturday. Some partial sun will try to mix in during the day. Highs in the low 80s. Mostly cloudy with patchy fog Saturday night. The chance for a shower or thunder shower, lows in the 60s. On Sunday, we'll have clouds and maybe some breaks of sun mixing in. There is the chance for a shower or two, or maybe a thunder shower. Highs in the low 80s. More widespread showers and areas of rain Sunday night into Monday with the chance for thunder. The high Monday near 80. I'm meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center.
I think, Bob, your time is 8:10. We're darting across Connecticut at Malilly's. I just put my food order in. I didn't go with the big breakfast. I mean, I got a big breakfast, but I didn't get the pancake one. I went with the homemade corned beef hash and eggs, which should be out presently. We just got a great email from somebody who went to a game in Boston, courtesy of Thomas and Savings Bank, said they had just the best time. And we love doing it, and we only have a couple more weeks to do it. So the Sox played last night. They did not win, but we have the Player of the Game contest. Actually, Janine Lee, who does the Player of the Game in the seventh inning stretch, she's with us here at Malilly's right now as well. Maybe she could do a live rendition, although I don't think she remembers who was last night. Caller number 6-860-522-9842, 860-522-9842, caller number 6. Again, the Thompson Savings Bank Player of the Game and the seventh inning stretch. You get the name the next day if you're the right caller and have the right name. Thompson Savings Bank gives you two free tickets to an upcoming game in Boston. Very, very simple. 860-522-9842. Again, caller number 6. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll talk with Kim Hanna from the Portland Fair. And then Ryan Curley, who has been here all morning long, actually, is the first selectman here in Portland. And we'll talk about all things related to the town. It's been a really good morning, from local businesses to the Historical Society to the owner of this place. It's a small town. It's only less than 10,000 people. And it is pretty fascinating. You know, Bob McDougal from the Historical Society pointed out that on one side of the road, you get all sort of the brownstone official buildings, and on this side, on the side of the road we're on, are where the sort of the two-family houses and the tenement housing is, and everything. And you can really see it; you can see the difference between the sides of the street. And I'm fascinated by the history, whether it be the relationship to the river and the shipbuilding business, or the quarry with the brownstone. Which is amazing, and you can see it I've been going to Wesleyan University since I was a young teenager, because my brother and sister went to school here in the 80s, and I always sort of marveled at the difference in the architecture between a Wesleyan and the other schools, like in their cohort, and it's because the brownstone was right across the river. And so I just love sort of plugging in and learning about these different places. I mean, there's so many other elements to our world, by the way, that I want to be talking about, and I haven't been able to touch on. Obviously, there's a lot going on as it relates to the energy story here in the state. There's a lot of people were talking yesterday at the Capitol. Are we going to have a special session? I think for somebody who's in his second term, who won so decisively, I think there's a fair amount of pressure on Governor Lamont right now to do something here. And I think constituents, Democrat or Republican, if you're in a working class home with both parents working, and you saw a 50, 60, 70% rise in your energy costs, that's a problem. It's just it is a problem. So how it's addressed, I'm just not sure that using the excess money, like, there were mistakes made. They allowed people to go without paying for too long, and then they made an agreement with Eversource to pay them back too quickly. If they stretched it over a period of a year plus, we might not be talking about it, because the bill wouldn't have felt so huge. Now, you still be paying for it, true. But what's the long-term solution here? Because just taking a couple hundred million from the rainy day fund doesn't solve your problem. And so that's one of the things that, you know, we need to be discussing. And we'll discuss more on the show as things move forward on that. So we have Kim Hanna from the Portland Fair coming up. And then at 8:40, Ryan Curley, the first selectman. Then David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C. A lot of presidential politics to talk about. Right now, though, your time is 8:14.
The 20 pounds summer slim down with Awaken 180 weight loss. Drop 20 pounds before summer ends and cruise into fall with a new routine of better health. Do what I did and find your results with the solution for weight loss at awaken180weightloss.com.
I'm embarrassed to say this. I've been using deodorant on my armpits for 30 years, and anytime I noticed odor anywhere else, I thought I needed another shower, I wasn't clean, or I felt like there was something wrong with me. And then my gynecologist told me about Lumi. It's a whole-body deodorant for pits, feet, and privates that controls odor anywhere and everywhere on your body. Since Lumi, I never have to worry about body odor ever again, anywhere on my body. And that reassurance is worth every penny.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code SHOWER and get 15% off your first purchase with code SHOWER, like the Lumi Starter Pack, acidified body wash, or new Lumi Plus Sweat Control. That's LUMEdeodorant.com, code SHOWER, for 15% off your first purchase. With over 200,000 five-star reviews, I am so sure you're going to love it. Or return it for free with Lumi's 60-day money-back guarantee. That's LUMEdeodorant.com, code SHOWER to save 15% today.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Don't miss this. The August sizzling sales event right now at Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, the Subaru dealership with outlet pricing that will save you hundreds, even thousands over other area dealers. Check out these hot deals. Get a brand new 2024 Outback for only $27,998 and take up to $4,250 off MSRP, or lease one for just $259 a month. And with 0% financing available, you can save on finance charges for even more savings. New 2024 Subaru Imprezas, only $22,495, or lease one for just $199 a month and get 0% financing. Crosstrek, $259 a month, Foresters, $239 a month, and take up to $4,250 off MSRP. With over 400 new Subarus to choose from, you're going to find the new Subaru you're looking for. Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, exit 33 off I-91 at the corner of Weston and Jennings, or online at ProterraMotors.com. Call 888-799-1150 for details.
Hi, this is Eric Hogarth from Money Wisdom. Tune in this week and every week to gain a better understanding of taxes, retirement income, and long-term care. The Money Wisdom, Saturdays at 8:30 on WTIC News Talk 1080. I want
that. The Make It Ford Summer Sales Event is on, so make it your best summer ever with Ford. Now's the best time to get our best deals on a great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, like the Ford Explorer, the Ford Bronco family, Ford F-Series, and the all-electric F-150 Lightning. These are the deals you've been waiting for, so don't wait. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event, so make it yours. Make it now at your Ford dealer today.
I'm Jennifer Osborne, General Manager at Saxon Engineering.
As an assembler, distributor, and welder of hoses, fittings, and pneumatic and lubrication components for industry, Saxon depends on their computer network. Jennifer explains why TAB Computer Systems was tasked with maintaining that network.
We were looking for a company that could better support us
before we had an emergency.
And if an emergency happened?
You're looking at the person who would put her IT hat on, but I have no IT experience, so we really needed somebody else to take on the role for us.
Tab is there when Jennifer needs them.
When we have an emergency and I'm picking up that phone, we're getting a call back super quick.
Summing up her experience with Tab,
their attention to customer and the customer needs has been wonderful for us.
Making a change like Jennifer? Call Tab today. 1-888-TAB-4-HELP. 1-888-TAB-4-HELP. Or visit tabinc.com. Technologies advancing business. Tab Computer Systems.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Mark Christopher in the Brown Paint Darris Scott Traffic Center, and we're looking great through the Hartford area on the roadways. No issues, no delays, no construction, no accidents so far. It looks great up both sides of 84 from Farmington out into Vernon. Both sides of 91 moving, moving well between Cromwell and Windsor Locks. 291, 384, that looks good east of the river. 2 westbound in great shape, Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, Waterbury's okay, 84 and 891 in the Parkway. Easy ride toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hi, I'm Joe with SimpleSaleUSA.com, and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 203-896-4000. I can pay cash and close in as little as 7 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, and more importantly, anywhere in Connecticut. I'm a private real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind-in-payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trash and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and even foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 203-896-4000. That's 203-896-4000. 203-896-4000.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hey, the weekend's not going to be too bad. I mean, today, sun mixing with clouds and some of that wildfire smoke as well, 86 to 91. Tomorrow, low clouds, areas of fog in the morning, maybe some sunshine in the afternoon, but it'll still be warm, low 80s. And Sunday, clouds, some sun possible, maybe some wet weather, depending on where you are. Again, in the 80s, though, so it's definitely not a loss. I think I'm going to go to the Yard Goats tonight because there aren't too many opportunities left to do so on a nice warm night. And then come fall, it's fair season, and Portland's got a good one. And I want to talk about it with Kim Hanna. What's your role in the fair? Are you the fair?
No, I'm the treasurer.
Okay.
So,
first of all, it's changing locations. Is that what I've been told?
Yep.
And what's it, because there were some water issues?
The Exchange Club grounds flooded frequently, and it's been flooding more and more. So, yeah, there was a lot of water, a lot of
Is it flooding mud, from the river?
From the river, because it's right on the banks of the river. So we had the opportunity to move just up the street. It's probably only a quarter of a mile to Chris Cody's driving range. He came to us and offered it to us. It's about twice the area, and it's dry.
And right.
It just makes such a huge difference for
us. And so how old is the fair?
The fair is, we started in 2000. There was a fair.
So it's a relatively young fair,
yes,
then.
Yes. When I was a kid, there was a fair. For years and years, there was a fair. And then the club, like most clubs get, you know, it got smaller and smaller, and it disbanded, and the fair ended for probably 15 years. So another group of people all got together and decided to do it on their own rather than have it sponsored by a Lions Club or an exchange club or something like that.
Right. So, I'm curious because I think that, you know, Connecticut has a great fair culture, actually.
Yeah,
and,
we do.
And, you know, Portland, you have the brownstone and you have the boating, but agriculture was also a big deal.
Absolutely.
Is it just a fair with sort of fun stuff and activities and rides and food, or does it still have any element of the agriculture side of it?
Definitely the agriculture side. We're a major Connecticut, you know, by the state of Connecticut Agricultural Fair Association, we're a major fair, so we have to have some of the agriculture parts of it. With the animal pulls, you know, we have mechanized pulls. We're building a brand new truck pull ring, and that'll work for tractors, trucks, that kind of stuff.
I always find the pulls to be, first of all, we have stuff like hay bale throwing, skillet throwing,
yep.
Cutest baby, dog hunt. We use some great stuff.
Yeah.
The pulls is always kind of like, oh, they're just pulling a big thing of concrete. Like, it's not like the stuff you remember on TV at the big arenas or whatever.
Kids and men.
They still love it?
Love it. Love it. I have never understood it.
Well, men are brutal. We're simple and stupid.
You know, my kids used to do it. So that's when I used to go because they pulled against each other.
But and there were actually winners. There are some things that pull better than others.
Pull better than others, and they do stuff to their trucks to make them pull better, farther. I don't know. They break trucks constantly, and they go back and do it again.
You know, I want to ask you. I want to get back to the fair in a second because I want to go through some of the events. Well, we're talking with Kim Hanna with the Portland Fair. You said you were born and raised here, and I love I've bounced around so much in my life that I have such admiration for people who love their communities. Or sometimes people end up staying because they have to take care of a loved one. There's a lot of different reasons people end up staying. But, like, what made you stay and why do you love it?
Like I said, we came – well, actually, I guess I was born in Hartford. But we came here when I was 4 weeks old. So I went to school here. You know, all my friends were here. And we have a big family. I'm the oldest of seven.
Oh, wow.
So all
You're the oldest.
I'm the oldest.
So you basically parented the seventh and the sixth.
So, and my parents stayed. I have one brother in German. Everybody else is in Portland. So we're pretty close-knit as it is. And then my husband's family was in East Hampton, and I dragged him to Portland. I felt like I was doing a great thing, dragging him to the big city. So we're all here.
That's really cool.
So that's one of the reasons we stay. But Portland's a great little town. You know, everybody helps each other out. Everybody watches out for each other. We have a food drive in November. That is phenomenal. The stuff that comes in, I work on that food drive, and the amount of giving that these people do for each other amazes me every year. So I don't really want to leave for any reason.
Why would you if you're happy and it's a good community? And I think it's great that your kids and even your grandkids are close by because, A, we need families to stay together.
Absolutely.
But we also, I'm sure you are, giving that sort of service culture to your children and grandchildren because I've been all over the state now, and whether it's volunteer fire departments or stuff like fairs, there's just not a lot of volunteerism with kids. They don't do it anymore, and I don't know how to solve that problem.
I don't either, because that's probably our biggest shortfall is the amount of volunteers we need on fair weekend. We're always struggling to fill in the gaps there. But
you do the best you can.
We do the best we can.
We've got to make sure this stuff carries on.
Yep.
Let's go to – so it's give me the dates again. It's early October.
Yep, 4th, 5th, and 6th.
4th, 5th, and 6th, and it's in a new spot. It's at the driving range. What's the name of the driving range?
Chris Cody's driving range. 1401 Main Street. So it's just up the street from
where we are. I bet parking will be easier, too.
Parking is easier because it's adjacent. There's no shuttles. There's no crossing the street. Everything is on the same.
Okay, so between the dog costume, the cutest baby, skillet throwing sounds scary to me.
Sounds scary to me, too.
And are there different, the 10-pound skillet competition, or is there one skillet?
I guess.
They throw the same skillet?
I think they do it by age. I stayed inside last year when they did that.
Because you don't know where that skillet's going to go.
Nope.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. And the hay bale throwing.
That's a new one for us.
So which one do you like the best? I get to some other elements, what do you love?
The cutest baby, always.
And there are a lot of entrants?
I'm a sucker for babies.
Are you a judge?
No. Nope.
What else does the fair have relative to others that it does better or is a little different?
I'm really looking forward to the truck pulls this year because we have a brand new track. So I think it's going to be exciting to see how that,
affects the competition.
How that affects the competition, if it brings in more truck pullers, that kind of thing. So I'm excited about that. we've always, for the last 8 or 10 years, we've had a mud bog, which is just trucks.
A what?
A mud bog, which is trucks. They dig a big pit of mud, and these trucks just try to get through it.
First of all, it's another thing that guys and kids
yep.
would love.
I look out the window and laugh, but I haven't really watched the whole thing. And we're trying to fit that in this year. With the new grounds, we're not sure where we're
going. Because you're going to ruin a piece of property.
So yeah. we're working on the logistics of that, because the mud bog really excites people, too. So.
And you get anyone can try, right?
Yep.
And then you got to
yep.
find
yeah.
a way to pull them
and,
out,
yeah.
too.
And then you know, you're ruining your truck, basically.
Yeah, and... You're ruining a piece of land. So it's October 4th, 5th, and 6th, and the countdown clock, if you just go to portlandfair.com, it's nice you got that domain
yep.
name, actually.
Yep.
That's not a – you would think that maybe you'd have to do a CT or something yeah. in there, though. So that's
nope,
great.
We're lucky.
And you can see the schedule of events, and that stuff's already
yep.
up there.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're up and running. Anything else you want to tell people?
Not really. I just hope that everybody, number one, please pray for good weather. We need the
yeah.
good weather this year, but we're excited to have new grounds, to have room for, we're going to have more food vendors, hopefully more retail vendors, and we've got bigger room for our midway, so the midway should be nicer. You know, the kids, all the kids should enjoy it from young to old, so we're really looking forward to getting everybody out there and showing off our new
I like the water property. Gun game. Yeah, that's great. It's great to meet you, Kim.
Thank you.
I wish you the best, and we'll see you in early October. Kim Hanna with the Portland Fair. Your time is 8:30. Let's go over to Morgan Cunningham.
Now, a WTIC news update.
Good morning, everybody. It's just after 8:30. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. A lot of focus these days is on people's power bills, and Republicans are calling for a special legislative session to tackle those soaring electric rates. A rate increase this week to go toward EV charging station power grid updates added some insult to injury over increased July moratorium and millstone payments and bills. Senate Majority Leader Bob Duff.
We did send a letter in advance of their vote and asked them to delay this indefinitely. They ignored us. So we're going to have to kind of figure out our next steps here.
House Republican Leader Vin Candelora says PURA is leaving a lot to be desired and should be rethought.
PURA has really been mismanaged for a number of years. Mm-hmm. You know, those commissioners right now, their terms have not been renewed. So they are serving at the pleasure of the governor. So if they think that they could be fired at any day, how autonomous do you think they are?
Governor Lamont has suggested he'd consider a special session if a clear path to cutting down the costs was on the table. International diplomacy to prevent the war in Gaza from spreading into a wider regional conflict is intensifying. The British and French foreign ministers are making a joint trip to Israel today to push for peace. Meanwhile, internationally mediated ceasefire talks in Qatar were expected to enter their second day. The new push for an end to the Israel-Hamas war came as Gaza health authorities say the Palestinian death toll in Gaza climbed past 40,000, and that fears are still pretty high that Iran and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon will attack Israel in retaliation for the killings of top militant leaders. East Haven police believe young people are involved in a series of threatening incidents targeting officers. This is Police Officer Joe Murgo.
Over the past few months and across several jurisdictions, we have seen an increase in individuals who are actively seeking out our officers, engaging in threatening behavior, and attempting to provoke violent encounters.
In one case this week, a police cruiser was rammed. In another, feces was thrown at a cruiser, apparently to provoke a confrontation. No arrests have been made in either case. Police are asking parents and guardians to engage with their children to find out what they're doing after hours. Connecticut's Department of Labor releases its July jobs report. Director of Research Patrick Flaherty.
Connecticut payroll jobs increased by 700 jobs in July, with the private sector up by 1,900 jobs. The unemployment rate fell 0.3 percentage points to 3.6%.
All other job sectors, meaning miscellaneous businesses from auto repair shops to hair salons, added the most jobs. Labor Commissioner Dante Bartolomeo says that data suggests a strong economy. Federal prosecutors are charging a Groton man with child exploitation offenses. A state probation officer found 21-year-old Ryan Cameron was in possession of child pornography on a cell phone. That's in addition to not being allowed to have a cell phone as part of his probation, stemming from a 2023 conviction over the dissemination of intimate images of a 15-year-old girl. He's charged with receipt and distribution, soliciting and possessing of child pornography. Cameron faces up to 20 years in prison. Hartford Public Schools are getting ready for the first day of classes, and they're letting us know families can get help before kids return. All Hartford Public Schools families are invited to celebrate the start of a new school year with family-friendly activities, food, and free school supplies. This is happening next Tuesday. They plan to give away thousands of backpacks to students thanks to sponsors and community partners. The event again happening next Tuesday from 10 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon at Duncan Park. So that's something you'll want to put on your calendar. WTIC News time is 8:34.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhanced Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
Join us this Sunday for Tumulo Financial, your go-to for retirement planning and taxes. Tune in to the father and son duo from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. or catch the replay from 5 to 6 p.m. Tumulo Financial Retirement Planning with Integrity on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Columbia Implant Center in Manchester offers the leading edge in technology, which allows for dental procedures start to finish in 1 day. From a single tooth replacement to complete reconstruction, we do it all. Call 860-730-6020 or ColumbiaImplantCenter.com.
With tens of thousands of satisfied patients across America, it's no surprise QC Kinetics gets 5-star reviews.
I'm feeling on top of the world because of QC Kinetics.
I'm able to do the things that I wasn't able to do for a long time.
I can recommend them highly.
I would recommend QC to anybody.
QC Kinetics has changed my life.
I couldn't believe it. I honestly was skeptical, but the pain went from a 10 to a 0.
Real people with real lasting relief from joint pain.
QC Kinetics Regenerative Medicine is regenerating me.
It was super successful, and I recommend everyone seek out QC Kinetics as an alternative to surgery.
This non-surgical approach is definitely the future.
I tell as many people as possible. I am an ambassador. I love QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in advanced regenerative medicine. No drugs, no surgery. Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 860-440-PAIN. That's 860-440-PAIN. 860-440-PAIN.
WTIC News time is 8:36. Former President Trump held a news conference at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, Thursday. This is correspondent Stacey Lynn with a recap.
The former president criticized the Biden-Harris administration on things like the economy.
When I left office, I handed Kamala and crooked Joe Biden a surging economy with no inflation.
Immigration.
She allowed at least 20 million people to invade our country, and she wants to give them all citizenship.
He called Harris's VP running mate choice.
Surprising pick to me. I was shocked.
And also had some choice words for some of her supporters.
They're stupid people, but they're wealthy people.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
And today, Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to outline her economic plan for her administration during a campaign stop in North Carolina. She's expected to talk about going after corporate price gouging and working to make housing more affordable, including a plan to give working families $25,000 in down payment assistance for buying a house. Most of her plans would require congressional acts in order to be passed. Coming up this weekend, another reminder on Spotlight Connecticut, my weekend talk show, Brian and Matt. Former Connecticut radio personality Bob DiCarlo remembers his national Billboard Hot 100 top 10 political satire hit called Convention 72, while comparing and contrasting that to today's political environment. The song is in the style of a mock interview that uses excerpts of hit records from that era as comedic responses, also known as a mashup. Now, I've spent, as I mentioned earlier this morning, about a decade trying to get in touch with him and find him to talk about and record about this phenomenon that was his hit record. Finally making it happen, of course, before the upcoming DNC next week, and that will happen tomorrow afternoon at 2 on WTIC.
Wow, it's been your journey.
Yes.
It's your white whale.
And I finally made it happen.
What are you going to do now? It's like...
Oh, I've got ideas. Don't worry.
Thanks, Morgan. We look forward to it again. 2 p.m. tomorrow. Do you get a re-air or no?
Not this weekend.
Okay.
But it will be podcast at WTIC.com.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Morgan. Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Panderas and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
That's some serious breakfast you got there, pal. Three eggs, hash browns. I saw the homemade Italian bread on there.
So, and they shred the potato and mix it in with the corned beef.
Wow.
It's like...
You're in heaven right now.
Oh, my God. I might need a nap, and I'm eating right now.
Well, there you go. It looks fantastic. Oh, my goodness. Hey, if you're heading into Hartford right now, it looks great on the roads, 8491, Route 2, 291, and 384, moving very well. Quiet Middletown, also 66, no issues getting into Portland to see Brian. 84 and 8, moving well in and out of the Mixmaster. 91 in the Parkway, moving well, heading down in toward New Haven. Roadwork today, 8 southbound in Thomaston, 39 to 37. Left lane, roadwork 8 northbound, 38 to 41. Thomaston in Litchfield, right lane shut down. Quiet corner, 395 southbound between 53 and 50. Right lane is shut down there. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Men, low testosterone causes a host of problems. These include a low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog, and more. But many men just attribute these symptoms to aging and don't consider that there are medical treatments that can give them back their vigor and vibrancy. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health. And if you're feeling like I just described, it's time for you to treat that low T and change your life. At Northeast Men's Health, we're experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. We've successfully treated thousands of men for low T and have seen the amazing difference that those treatments can make in a man's life. If you're feeling like the vast majority of men who are low T, within just a few weeks, you'll feel your energy return. That brain fog will go away. Your sleep will improve, as will your workouts, and your sex drive will be significantly enhanced as well. So make an appointment and make a true life change. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices across the Northeast to serve you.
Save money on your next oil change with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $10 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What if I told you your home movies are already past their prime? It's true. The magnetic tape used in VHS and camcorder tapes only lasts between 10 to 20 years, which means your baby's first steps, weddings, and family vacations are fading away as we speak. Digitizing your old media with Legacy Box stops this fading process in its tracks. And by preserving your recordings, they're safe forever. Legacy Box is simply the best way to preserve your past, which is why they've been trusted by over 1 million families. Your memories are meant to be shared, not chewed up by the VCR or worn away with time. For a limited time, you can convert your tapes to digital for just $9 a tape. There's never been a better time to convert your entire collection. That includes film reels and photos, too. Visit legacybox.com/value to get our $9 sale. That's legacybox.com/value to unlock our $9 offer. Legacybox.com/value.
For nearly 100 years and 4 generations, W.I. Clark has provided superior equipment, quality parts, and timely service to the construction and landscape industry across Connecticut. And while we represent great brands like John Deere, Wirtgen, and Leboy, it's our employees who get the job done for you and who have always been the key ingredient at W.I. Clark since 1925. W.I. Clark, with locations in Wallingford, Plainfield, and Danbury. Call us or find us online at wiclark.com.
Welcome back. We're at Malilly's in Portland, right on Main Street. We've had a great morning, and someone who's been with us most of the morning. I don't know why we didn't cover up more time for you, Ryan. Ryan Curley is the first selectman here in Portland. And, I mean, I know you're in your late 30s, but, you know, you're kind of a Doogie Howser of, like, Portland politics. I mean, you've been on the Board of Selectmen since you were in your early 20s, right?
Yeah, I started my 20s.
Are you, like, because you're relatively young, you've been in office a long time, is this, I got to ask you, like, do you have, and Connecticut needs good Republicans in broader office. Have you ever thought about going beyond, going bigger with politics or no?
Sure. Well, I'll say right now I'm very happy doing what I'm doing.
You didn't think I'd ask that out of the gate.
I was wondering. I said, I don't know if he's going to ask that. But, you know, I have my master's in public administration. I very much consider myself, yes, I'm a politician, but I also consider myself a professional in this field. I mean, there's a lot to running.
Professional managing a town. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to municipal government for sure. Yeah.
But anyway, I've had a great morning. I have a bunch of different questions. It's so random that Portland's, like, in the news the last 2 days. Yeah. I read this story about some draining of a pond, then a $200 million contract for a company in this town to fix up Coast Guard boats. And my first question, I'll go to the boat question. That's a big company that's doing this. Is there trickle down to the town when they get a contract like that?
Absolutely, because these are local jobs. So Burnin came in. They're an Australian-based manufacturing company. They came in 2 years ago, purchased two of our marinas here in the town of Portland.
They just found it, saw a cost-benefit analysis, and said, let's do it?
They were looking for proximity to the river, and the shoreline is expensive. Yeah. And so they looked at Portland as cost-effective, and I think that's how we ended up getting this fantastic company here, bringing in local jobs. They have upwards of 85 new employees since they started, and they just got that great extension. We had the chief manufacturing officer for the state was just here a couple days ago at Burden, launching the new initiative for the state as yep. far as manufacturing goes, and the lieutenant governor was here as well. It was an awesome event. So it's great. Burden's really put Portland, I think, on the map for manufacturing in the state of Connecticut.
That's great. And now flooding is an issue, like it is along the river. And so can you explain to me this whole thing about the name of the pond is Jobs Pond?
Jobs. Like
Jobs
the
Pond.
Book of Job,
okay.
I guess.
Okay. And why are they going to... They're going to dewater it. And what is dewatering anyway? Is that that's not draining? What is dewatering?
It's a fancy term for pumping out the pond.
Okay, because it's too high?
Yeah, so the pond is a kettle hole. It was formed in the last ice age, and there is a...
So it's been around a while.
...underground spring that feeds this pond. It's naturally occurring, and there's no outlet to the water. And so with all the rain and the rising water level table that we had back in the spring, the pond kept rising, and unfortunately it flooded people's homes. Eight homes or eight families are displaced currently because of this. And also the folks who are there, they have pumps running 24/7, and they've been living in a terrible situation for many, many months. And thankfully the town was able to secure both federal and state funding to essentially pump out the pond to lower this water level. And we've been working on that. We had to issue an RFP, get a developer, get the low bidder. And then that company had to secure the material. This all took time. And I'm pleased to say the project's going to get started next week. So,
but that doesn't solve the problem long term, though, right? This could happen again.
Correct.
Is there anything you can do to mitigate the risk of it happening again?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been working with what's called NRCS, the Natural Resources Conservation Service. It's a federal agency from the USDA. And they have identified a long-term solution for this. But again, we'd have to look for state and federal funding in order to do that.
Right.
But I will say right now the immediate concern is lowering this water now, and then we're going to look at a permanent fix.
We don't have a ton of time, so we're talking with Ryan Curley, first selectman. I didn't read about this Nordic spa, so yeah. Tell me what it, I don't even know what one is.
This is great. I encourage you to just Google Nordic Spa Alaska, and you'll see what this company does. It is a Canadian hospitality company that found the town of Portland because of our brownstone quarry. So we have a couple we're very proud of in town, Dean Seuss Casey and Darlene Rice, they took this old brownstone quarry and they brought it back to life.
I remember reading about this. Yeah,
and it was amazing what they did, and they actually attracted the attention of this company in Canada that want to use the backdrop of the brownstone quarry for this beautiful Nordic spa facility that they are going to be breaking ground on any day now.
That is really, I mean, the layout of the place looks amazing.
It's pretty cool.
I think people would like to steal away for that. Just a couple really quick. What's working in the town, and what are your biggest challenges right now?
Keeping everybody happy, for sure. Right now, we have a couple big projects going on. You'll see the Brainerd Place project, which is a $100-plus million mixed-use development project. Keeping that on track, moving ahead. Just paving. We're paving roads right now, things like that. I mean, and we're talking about a school consolidation plan right now as well. So there's all sorts of challenges. Water is a big issue that we're trying to find our own water source in town as well.
Yeah, it's incredible. Ryan, thank you for being such a great host today. I mean, everybody in town came down. It was like a who's who down here. And, you know, we'd love to talk about some more local stuff down the road, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me,
Brian. Brian Curley, first selectman here in the town of Portland. Let's go over to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeers and Scott Traffic Center.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. And it's very quiet out here. It's been a very good ride all morning long. Not seeing any difficulty anywhere right now around the greater Hartford area. Both sides of 84 moving very well. Farmington to Vernon, 91 north and south been okay. Cromwell up into Windsor Locks, 291, 384 looking good east of the river. 2 westbound, no issues. Glastonbury into East Hartford, quiet. Middletown, Waterbury's okay, 84 and 8. 91 in the Parkway moving well, heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Feel like everything's clouded by doubt? Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Our psychics are available to talk 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Are you ready to smell better naked? I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman, the OBGYN creator of Lumi, the whole body deodorant that's clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours on pits, feet, privates, and beyond. It's pH optimized to safely and effectively control odor anywhere you have it, but wish you didn't. Plus, it's proven to work better than a shower with soap alone. Whether you shower twice a day or three times a week, Lumi works better. And who doesn't want zero body odor? With over 200,000 five-star reviews, I'm so sure you're going to love it, or you can return it for free.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code BETTER and get 15% off your first purchase with code BETTER, like the Lumi Starter Pack, Acidified Body Wash, or new Lumi Plus Sweat Control. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com. Code BETTER for 15% off your first purchase. Love it or return it for free. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com. Code BETTER to save 15% today.
For eligible individuals, 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, we're winding things down here at Melilly's on Main Street in Portland. Is this a more Post Malone? That's really good. It sounds good. We've had a great darting across Connecticut on Friday. Grateful to everybody in Portland, from First Electman Curley, Kim Hanna, Bob Petzold, Representative Carpino, Bob McDougall, and, of course, Sebi and his family at Melilly's. Let's bring in David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. Obviously, we like to cap off the week. We don't have a ton of time. Please be kind to my Red Sox. You're going to ruin their season this weekend. So you should go over to Camden. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great, great weekend of baseball at Camden Yards. Yeah. I love that place.
And the weather's perfect. And, yeah, we really had a nice game last night. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, I'll get over it. We have a lot.
We still have our bullpen. Yeah. You still have our bullpen to contend with, and that you'll win a few. Anyway, yeah, we have a lot.
By the way, I just managed to stain my favorite pants with, I don't know if it's ketchup or hot sauce or whatever, but let's get to some serious stuff. I just want to throw out generally, because I got some Harris and White House and Trump questions, but what's on your mind? What's going on down in D.C.?
Well, not much, but the convention's coming up, and that's what we're all focused on. Harris is unveiling her economic package today. It's going to have things like 25,000 for certain first-time homeowners, $6,000 child credits. She says she's going to have a plan to end price gouging, although it's not very specific, and we've heard this before. Critics are going to say it's inflationary. She's not saying, at least so far, as of 8:55 this morning, how she's going to pay for it. Right. What this does, it gives us something of substance to go into the convention with, because one of the raps on Harris is, you know, what does she stand for, other than what Biden has done? So that's what we're watching today.
I got a bunch of questions on that, because I think, like, you know, the housing stuff, the child care stuff makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. The price caps and price gouging, I'm telling you, like, anyone who's involved in any side of business is going to be, I think it's a net negative. I mean, we've already seen, you know, spending slowing in certain areas are forcing companies to bring down prices. Were they gouging? Did they stay higher for longer? Absolutely. But I just feel like she's going to run into trouble with some independence with this kind of stuff.
I agree. You know, I'm old enough to remember wage and price controls under Richard Nixon in 1971. And, you know, that was supposed to curb inflation, which at the time was running a shocking, 6%. And, you know the rest. You start with that and you're messing with, you know, the economy, you're messing with capitalism. And as you say, that's dangerous stuff. Also, she's not specific. And I'll throw in one more thing. How many times have we heard governors and presidents say, I'm going to stop oil price gouging, I'm going to do something about these oil companies, right? Well, here we are. Yeah. I mean, it's rhetoric.
I think it's a mistake. And, you know, and again, I'm not rooting for her. I'm saying that from a strategy standpoint, I think it's a mistake. The other thing I was interested in, two things. One is there tension between the Harris people and the Biden people in the White House? She clearly has to carve out her own space. I'm wondering if it's a difficult thing.
Not yet, no, because the Biden people are basically running the campaign. She's got some of her own people in there, and she's brought in some Obama people. But basically, the Democratic political establishment is pretty much the same as it's been for 30 years. Right. The tension in this convention is going to come from outside the hall. It's going to come from the Israel-Hamas war, the protesters. Yeah. Maybe it'll be even inside the hall, but that's the thing to watch here.
We had two pro-Palestinian protests break out when I was at Fenway the other night. One when they draped a flag on the Green Monster. So, I mean, I think you're 100% right on there. I'm curious, since you cover the Beltway, my opinion is, if you ask Trump, you want to give Mike Pence credit for this or that, he would say no. And I think breaking the ties in the votes is interesting, but those are votes she had to do. I mean,
right.
How much can you pin? They're trying to make it Biden-Harris. It used to be just Biden. But I thought the vice president did very little in terms of policy crafting. So, I mean, is it? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, remember, up until a month ago, the rap on Harris was she had little say in policy. Right. She's one of the least influential vice presidents we've had since Spiro Agnew, 50, whatever it was, 60 years ago. Yeah. I mean, remember, this woman's unfavorables in the public eye were enormous. And all of a sudden, she's turned around. That's going to be the story of this convention. I mean, is this a honeymoon period right now, or is she going to come back to Earth? We'll see, but right now,
are you going?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah,
my 22nd convention. Yep.
Wow, that's incredible. That's amazing.
Crazy.
I think that's something to be lauded. And this year's been kind of intense. We only got about a minute. All of the pundits, the Republican or pro-Trump pundits would be like, stick to issues and he'll be fine. And I think that's a compelling argument for that. I mean, even immigration is the one thing you can put on Harris. She was, whether she was a czar or not, she was put in charge of it, and there was very public about it. Is Trump going to be able to focus on the issues, or will he continue to get sucked in to the mean stuff?
He can't avoid personalities. Yeah, I mean, if he stuck to immigration, crime, and the economy, which is what his advisors want him to, this will be a darn close race. But as you see in rally after rally, he can't avoid making comments about her, personal comments. He can't avoid Hannibal Lecter, for God's sake. No, that's Trump. He's an entertainer as much as a politician, and he enjoys the feedback from the crowd, so he's not going to change.
Well, I mean, I thought a lot of people think that if he sticks to the issues, he'll win. And again, I have no skin in the game, but that's I think the key is not about having it be close. It's about winning and losing.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.